SCP-7113. C is for closers. When the Foundation finds an anomaly in the wild, in, say, a person's residence, their method of containment is often to move the person out, amnesticize them, and take control of the property. It's certainly an effective enough means of maintaining normalcy, but there are other ways the job could be done. SCP-7113 involves a different organization and their way of handling paranormal scenarios in a civilian's residence, with the Foundation being left a little bit in the dark. SCP-7113 is listed as neutralized now, but it was an aquatic ectoplasmic entity with a level 7 rating on the Ruby Spears Spirit Index. It inhabited a home at 113 Elkview Drive in Athens, Georgia, for approximately 14 years. The entity was capable of a number of strong manifestation effects, including but not limited to physical manifestation, telekinetic-like effects on foreign objects, spiritual possession, electronic interference, and spontaneous generation of ectoplasmic matter bearing a similarity to water. The home containing the entity was owned by the Clark County Real Estate Association, which is listed as a group of interest in the Foundation's database. They came to own the home after purchasing it from its previous owner at around 40% of the home's standard market value. A week after the sale was finalized, the seller filed a complaint with the Better Business Bureau of Northern Georgia. The complaint included accusations of harassment and fabrication of paranormal phenomena in order to drive down the price of the home. The complaint was flagged by a Foundation AI on September 12, 2022, prompting the Foundation to place the home under surveillance. On September 21st, the cameras identified 5 individuals arriving at the home in a large van with Clark County Real Estate Association painted on the side. 4 of these individuals explored the house, while the 5th remained in the van. The 4 inside are carrying a collection of electronic devices and other items, with one of them eventually mentioning that he's got a parabolic reading from the kitchen. The 4 gather at the kitchen sink, with one remarking that it looks like dirty water, so another nods and raises a radio device and speaks into it, asking, "Are you here?" The device broadcasts a response from the entity in the affirmative, so one of the individuals says that dirty water and the spirit box means it's a Rusalka. Another of the individuals agrees and tells them to get back into the truck, although one thinks that they should look for ghost orbs first, but is shot down, as they have 6 more houses to do that night. The 4 all leave the house, get back into the van, and leave. As this sequence of events occurred too quickly for Foundation assets on location to respond, an action plan was established should such incidents be repeated, necessitating the apprehension of any future visitors. On September 25th, another individual arrived at the residence in an unmarked car, entering the house and opening the door to the basement, at which point all electronic surveillance equipment failed for about 6 minutes. When the cameras recovered a signal, the woman was already leaving the basement and proceeded to leave the house, at which point she was apprehended by Foundation agents. Since this incident, however, the entity has not manifested again, and no anomalous behaviors have been detected inside the house. In the interview with the woman, Taylor Amador, she says that cuffs aren't necessary, as she's not going anywhere. She states her name and says that they should have her on record. The agent says that they don't, and asks what she was doing at the house. She replies that it was a job, an exorcism, as they said that they had a Rusalka they wanted gone. The agent asks what a Rusalka is, prompting Taylor to ask if he's with the Coalition. After a brief moment of silence, she apologizes and says that a Rusalka is a water spirit, created after a death by drowning. They're always female, so they generally use female exorcist in case the death was deliberate and caused by a lover. The agent asks if she's an exorcist then, and she says that she is, even if she doesn't look like a normal priest, but she's confused by the questions. The agent then asks what the Coalition is, and she asks if he's with the Foundation, before apologizing again and saying that she should use the code phrase, Ardent Blue 781. That phrase doesn't mean anything to the agent, but she says that it might to his superiors, so he should pass it up the line if possible. The project director then interjects over the intercom, ending the interview and ordering the agent out of the room. She then apologizes to Taylor for the misunderstanding and says that a guard will be along shortly to escort her out. In a message from Assistant Regional Manager for Real Estate Acquisitions, Philip Foster, he says that due to extant agreements with the GOC, the Clark County Real Estate Association is not to be directly interfered with at this time. Now that they've identified them as a GOC-affiliated group of interest, however, they can watch their people and money like a hawk. He says that if you're reading this, expect to be reassigned to this department's new containment division, and if you can be half as efficient as the guys in the logs, you'll be doing well. He finishes the message with, "Secure, close, protect." It's somewhat rare for the Foundation to come off as unaware of anomalous operations as they are here, but what's going on here is pretty simple. The Clark County Real Estate Association, working with the GOC, seeks out haunted houses, presumably with branches across the country. They then use the house's status of being haunted to drive down the price before purchasing it themselves, at which point they call in a GOC-certified exorcist to remove the offending entity or entities. At that point, they're able to sell the house at its normal price, free of any paranormal activity. It's really almost not an anomaly outside of the actual existence of a paranormal entity, as there are certainly people that have sold homes and touted the lack of spirits as a selling point. It's not horrific in the normal SCP sense, but as I've said plenty of times before, an article doesn't have to be interesting. The Real Estate Association isn't really doing anything altruistic here, but as the adage goes, if you're good at something, never do it for free.